This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started the program with a bit of economic theory and fact-checking, the reality of who is actually paying the price for the president's tariffs. We will end with a bit more theory, this time the idea of economic externalities. And to do that, we have to go to the Texas oil patch, where the fracking boom that has made this country the top crude oil producer on the planet has brought some unintended consequences. From the Marketplace Hub at Houston Public Media, Travis Bubenik explains.
The West Texas Permian Basin is hours away from the state's major cities, but in the Permian, it's still normal to find yourself stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic. That's because it takes a lot of trucks to get fossil fuels out of the ground. One Texas A&M study from 2016 estimated that drilling and fracking a single oil or gas well in the Permian can involve almost 1,000 trucks hauling things like drilling equipment and sand. So driving oil-filled roads can be intense. Jose Narvaez does it for a living.
It gets very scary and very stressful.
Narvaez is a trucker with a YouTube channel where, from the cab of his truck, he documents his daily grind hauling sand.
And it's still dark and the fog was really thick this morning.
Truckers have limits on how many hours they can drive over a certain period of time, so with drivers trying to pack in as much work as they can, Narvaez says the highways get hectic.
People are trying to go around you while, you know, traffic is coming in from the opposite direction. They will take that risk to go around you just to pass you.
This part of Texas led the state in deadly crashes involving commercial vehicles in 2018, according to a local nonprofit called the Midland-Odessa Transportation Alliance. The group says deaths from those wrecks more than doubled in 2 years, to about 100 in 2018.
We're seeing a level of activity out here that is absolutely hellacious, and the infrastructure hasn't kept up with that.
James Beecham is the Transportation Alliance's president. Oil and gas companies pay the state billions in taxes every year, and Beecham argues more of that money should go to fixing roads to make them safer. But he also says the industry needs a stronger culture of safety.
There's such a rush to fill trucking positions that we're not focusing on safety training that we used to be able to.
Across the state, in Houston, Don Jeffries fires up a big rig simulator used in a training class he teaches. Out on the school's practice range, Jeffries says routine training is essential. Companies can mandate it, but Jeffries says it's harder when you're dealing with independent drivers.
If I own my truck, I feel like I'm the boss. So it's kind of hard for you to tell me what to do with my truck because I think I know everything about that truck. And I don't think you know too much of anything.
As oil production grows, the highways are likely to get even busier. Multiple oil companies have banded together to address growth and the industry's impacts on things like affordable housing and road safety. The companies have pledged $100 million for this broad effort, but there's no clear plan yet for how the money might be spent. Todd Staples with the trade group Texas Oil and Gas Association says the industry also wants more police on the highways.
We're asking the legislature to support the Department of Public Safety's funding request for additional personnel for long-term enforcement.
Andy says the industry supports tapping the state's more than $12 billion savings account for roads money. Most of those savings come from oil and gas taxes. The state transportation department is putting millions of dollars into highway improvements in the region and has installed roadside billboards warning drivers to be careful around trucks. Texas A&M researcher Cesar Quiroga says companies should think of more creative ways to get trucks off the road, like changing how water used for fracking is moved around.
Can we, for instance, enhance or increase the use of temporary pipelines?
A&M researchers are currently working with the state to explore solutions. They plan to share their findings later this year. In Houston, I'm Travis Bubenik for Marketplace.